This is North Shore Today for Friday, July 1, 2016. Sunrise at 5:09 a.m., sunset at 8:24 p.m. A Beverly man died from injuries he received when his vehicle crashed into a dirt pile in the center of the Route 110-113 Rotary in Methuen on Thursday afternoon, according to state police. The 49-year-old man was driving south on Interstate 93 around 1 p.m. when he took exit 46 toward Route 110 at a high rate of speed and lost control of the Honda Accord he was in, according to state police. Methuen Police Captain Randy Hagar said the car hit the curbing and proceeded across the rotary into the center of the island, colliding with a signpost, some rocks, and a pile of sand. Methuen Police working details on the state's construction site at the rotary responded to the scene within seconds and found the man unresponsive. Methuen firefighters responded and were able to extricate the man from the vehicle. He was transported to Lawrence General Hospital by Methuen Emergency Medical Service and was pronounced dead at the hospital. The cause of that crash remains under investigation. State police are investigating with assistance from the State Police Collision Analysis and Reconstruction Section and the State Police Crime Scene Services Section. Dustin Luca of the Salem News writes that the FW Web wheels are spinning again in Salem, but this time there's a much friendlier tone to the discussion. After a heated, contentious series of meetings before the city council imploded earlier this year, and with anticipation building ever since, according to Luca, FW Webb unveiled its plans before the city council Thursday night for an alternative plan for its expansion at its property on Bridge Street. Initial reaction to the proposal was mostly positive, but with a big qualifier from neighbors, much more information is needed. Peabody police stumbled on a troubling discovery this week. Drugs in the shape of candy, possibly targeting children. Bill Newell has the story.
When detectives Eric Rickey and David Murphy of Peabody saw unwrapped colorful chocolates in the shape of Lego men on a traffic stop, they knew instantly what they were looking at. In a story in today's edition of the Salem News, written by Taylor Rapelier, the police said this: "We knew it was a drug right away." It was the first time the Peabody Drug Unit had come across THC-coated candies, but based on the smell, lack of packaging, and their countless hours of training on the subject, the detectives recognized the otherwise innocent-looking candies, which were made with THC, the ingredient in marijuana that is responsible for most of its psychological effects. Now the police are redoubling their efforts to get out to schools, churches, and other venues to talk to parents about how they can spot substances disguised as sweets. There are more details in today's edition and the front page of today's Salem News. I'm Bill Newell.
Gayla Cawley writes in itemlive.com that the small common in Lynn is in the midst of getting a big facelift. A $730,000 renovation of the Lynn Common in front of the Lynn Public Library and the Boys and Girls Club showcases wrought iron benches, a raised walkway to combat flooding, new curbs, landscaping, trash receptacles, and a renovated historical fence, according to Jamie Marsh, Community Development Director. The project is the latest effort by the city to upgrade its parks. Among the open spaces already rehabilitated include Fraser Field, Flax Pond Park, Neptune Boulevard Park, and Keeney Park. The improvements complement the $1 million restoration of the Lynn Common Bandstand. Still to come in the small common are quarter-mile markers that will be embedded into the walkway to encourage exercise at the historic park, and the installation of antique pole lights. Ray Lamont writes in the Gloucester Times that the 74th annual Fishtown Horribles Parade will step off at 6 p.m. sharp on Sunday, presented in tandem with a free concert and laser show on Stacy Boulevard and a fireworks display over Gloucester's Outer Harbor to carry on the city's tradition of celebrating Independence Day on the night of July 3 in advance of the 4th. The Horribles Parade, which forms and begins on the grounds of Gloucester High School, will carry over its usual 1.5-mile route through the city's downtown and lasts more than 2 hours. The free concert on the boulevard, with the stage adjacent to the Blimmen Canal and drawbridge, will begin at 5:30 p.m. while the parade units are still lining up and preparing to march at the high school. The fireworks will, as usual, be fired up into the air from Stageford Park, with a display playing out over Gloucester Harbor. Barry Pett, who heads the Gloucester Fund and coordinates the fireworks presentation, said that show will begin with a special element. The opening salvo will be designed to serve as a tribute to the victims of the June 12 terrorist attack and fatal shootings at the gay nightclub Pulse in Orlando, Florida. That's this check of news. Happy 4th, everybody.